Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, I'm back! He's back!
He's back.
Missed him last week. There's some moron sitting in your place, mate.
Derek won't be back after that performance.
No?
Off, no. No. Yeah. Or the Coopman show either.
Derek was good at the weekend again.
Ah, you're flying. Yeah. Press is going to kid, man. Press is one's a fat bah.
Didn't he? Fat bah. Do you think he's getting sick of the chat on the Coopman show with us?
Nah.
Must be.
He's proper emotional, eh?
Ah, amazing. That was amazing. That.
Like he is at the base guy.
I like that, man.
I think he's going to follow in his boy's footsteps to go down and try and be a stripper.
Have we seen him peeking in at me the other day? Peter and strippers, so don't know if he's got a date or not.
Who's he stripping for?
Great question.
I've seen him four times in the last week and he's had that shirt on.
I like
every
that. I like
time.
This shite.
What a shite.
I like this wee bomber.
But would you wear it with a
bomber? The bomber's alright.
Would you wear it with a shirt with a collar? A gilet is for a collar to go with.
He's wearing the gilet because there's obviously stains down the front of the t-shirt.
No, there's no.
A gilet with a tablecloth under it. I don't know if it matches it.
Oh my.
Oh, wow.
There's a pervert. There's a pervert there. What? See, if you're thinking about your house, you'd phone the police, wouldn't you?
Something for the police, quick.
Getting headaches in it. Bad headaches. So you can slag all you want, but I've got headaches, so.
Mate, wait.
Looks like Harry Potter.
Mate, that's not.
It's too small for you.
You need a beard.
Aye, there. So, aye, look no bad.
Looking fresh. Very sophisticated, mate. I like that.
By the way, I've seen some good footballer this weekend, but big Kinduran. Big Kevin Allardyce is a man.
Thank you.
Boys are doing that. Boys are
unreal, mate.
Amazing.
Some of the football.
Some of them.
Some of the accents you're hearing as well, mate.
I know. They like it when I go Dutch. Aye.
You're done brilliant, though, mate.
No, I tell you what, I spoke to the guy yesterday that helped me set it up, and after 2 weeks, I had only had two players, so I was panicking, and they knew we're flying.
What session are you doing tonight?
I don't know what we're doing. It's obviously wet, so I'm going to need to...
So does weather conditions come into your thinking for your session?
When it's wet, you don't want the kids to be standing about.
Why do everyone want to be standing about?
No, I don't have no standing about.
Good question.
Wow, he's got his hair on the show.
I don't mind.
No, because sometimes
don't
when they say...
This is a concerned parent asking.
No, that's fine. Because obviously, I've only charged you £25 this month, so you can ask a question. But no, the night I'm just thinking it might be a bit of fun tonight. Get some games, proper like...
Jude will not be coming tonight, mate.
No, I forget that.
Like, no, I heard about the team buses you've got. It's good, isn't it?
What's that one?
Oh, so Larry, Barry, Gary and Harry all going to the games in a Ferrari.
You've got an agent as well, isn't it? Harry, for Entre.
Harry Gold. What a guy he is. Have you seen Entre?
I believe.
What a show that is.
You look like wee out on Entre.
I hate that wee guy. He's a wee loser, mate.
You lied.
Lloyd!
Lloyd's
a
huge guy, isn't he?
No way.
Oh, right, you
got
Lloyd
to the old
man.
I'll take some stick, but I'm not going with Lloyd. Lloyd, no chance.
So, Jude's just got his accent through for the night in the scenario that he's put him in, so it's a Frenchman with a bit of baguette in his teeth.
Did you open this a bit?
We did was brilliant.
But he's a wee, because he watches us.
Did you give him a wee flavour for that then? Can you
give him a wee flavour for the French where we're getting them?
I've decided after the weekend that the accents are gone. I've got too
many messages. Come on, why?
Too many messages saying that accent shit needs to be dropped.
That's why you fuck your haters, come on.
No,
we love it.
Haters are just fans of the show, and I'm just thinking, like,
I don't want to keep just a wee, but we've never had a French, right, last one, we'll end it here, a French accent.
Is this the last one ever?
Sexy Frenchman.
But mine picks you up. Pick the baguette, though. Pick the baguette with your teeth.
Right. That's amazing.
Jabita Gumbernauld.
Jabita Gumbernauld.
That was incredible.
Mind the baguette, Kev.
You bit your teeth, sir.
Fucking hell.
What was in that baguette?
Pastrami. How have
you still been this weekend? What have you been up to?
Mate, I've missed you, man.
You've been quiet.
I've seen
my license. I've seen him Friday night. This is the type of guy he is, right? Because I heard an amazing story. He missed the Rangers game to go to a charity. And
I heard that kids. As well. Somebody told me that at the golf course.
And then full of support, mate. Friday night, turns up, Broomhill under-20s.
Right, check out the under-20s, how they're getting on.
How are they getting on?
I don't know if we can go into detail too much, but I've seen one of the best individual performances of my life.
Who's from?
Opposition, unbelievable. It's like Paddy McCourt without acne, mate.
Is he good?
Oh my God, mate.
Worth on a scouting mission for him?
Keep it close, keep it. Don't
keep, we keep the cards close to our chest here.
For hearts, mate.
You've been non-stop with
really?
Him, mate.
Right,
exactly. So what do you think there? The kid obviously got ability. What's happened then? Why is he there? What's happened?
No, that's what we're going to find out.
But we've all seen the types of scenario in football where somebody at a certain age are like, he's going to make it. Might go down wrong path somewhere or another and end up.
So there's something happened to that.
I remember I seen a boy at Aaron Clyde that was similar. You think, why is he playing that?
Who
are you talking about?
What's the point in that one?
Talking about one of them. I've heard the wee man was playing five aside the other day and I heard he was popping.
What do mean, Robbie?
Talk to your performance, go first. So you walk out, did you get the motor?
Out of the motor.
Were you there earlier and late?
Bang on right on the ear.
I'd have preferred it.
So now you're in a stretch, just...
Stretching the motor.
Try to jump her off.
Stretching Robbie in the motor.
Me and Robbie are stretching each other. The back seats. He's like, that's one of his big hands up in it. No, but I was brilliant. I don't like talking myself up.
So tell us, what were you good at?
Felt really sharp again, which I didn't think, that was putting me African back. I don't know if you can get that back, but everything's just showing that it is there.
It's there
again. So really, really good. Cameraman was 25 minutes late, which was a disgrace.
Some of your best work was in that first 25 as well.
Goals for the last 25.
Was it a Milner-like performance as Charlie described it?
Proper ability. Popping, round the corner.
Think people would pay money to come see the new Paul Sline?
I think so, mate.
Were the boys you're playing with on the same level?
No.
Miles what was?
Fitness, mere fit, what fit?
Better. Ability.
And amazing that he played five or six out of shirt.
You forgot to take the bib off.
You forgot to take the bib off. Navy bibs.
Yeah, do you remember?
That's good to Apollo, proud of you. And then we went to a game Saturday.
See, because Condorit's sponsored by Vision Express and obviously got the glass now, don't we get a pair of sports goggles?
Just for my sure. I'm reading right. Stuff. Okay,
will you be alright playing with the eyes like that? The mince pie's fucked.
That's why I'm saying the sports goggles.
No, I'll be fine. I'll be
with Edgar Davids.
It's just he gets reading and stuff, do you know what I mean? By the way, we went to see a game. You're fucking so passionate to side me, aren't you? You just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
That's what you love, innit?
You don't get a job yet, mate.
I have got a job.
I bet you've not started.
It's in there, it's started, innit?
But you're like when you watch a game as well, aren't you? Wait, any team, I remember up your house with my new game, remember? You get so angry when you're not
can't enjoy a game, mate.
You were in on the 20s, I know. Yeah. Planning me day well and...
You need to be mad, that's what your job is, innit?
We're going to go on it, but it's... You're putting a lot of hard work, mate, aren't you?
Enjoying it, though, mate. Meeting players, I have enjoyed it.
You're at a 20s Friday, the first team Saturday.
Wait to hear this one. Andy, wait to hear this one. Size met a few players, right?
Facial on Monday.
Are you going to rap that?
I'm going to stop.
You need to stop it now.
No, I need to start the facial. No, in fact, never change, mate. Be yourself.
So size be meeting players, right? So I've never ever been. It's not to do with me, it's size. So I'm beside, right? Meeting the players, giving his message. So I was wayside one of the times I met a player. So I was just there in the other boots. So we met the player. For the first time I've ever met a player. So we get there, so the players meet, speak to Si, but I'm there as well. So I said to the boy, do you want a coffee? So I went and got a coffee, mate. He's second back to the table, mate. Did that hang coffee with the boy? Mate, how bad is that?
We boy had a droll jumper on, it probably cost about 3 quid, mate. He's like that with the fucking big dildo arm on it.
Mate, can you believe it, mate? Right, and so when Si's obviously gone there, it's know this. Do you know what I mean? So it's your passion for football and the way you speak to him, obviously. So if I'd done it with anywhere else in the walk of life, you'd be carrying on having a laugh, but it just went dead silent, didn't it?
But you were good. Because the boys agreed to sign, so
is it
worked your magic, mate?
I just love that getting coffee poured there, mate.
proud of them, mate, Kim.
Do you know what, Andy? Like, seeing the more I read about it on the social medias and stuff like that, like, proper looking forward to see how it goes out, plans out, because, like, I think you've earned your chance at doing it because you've had a good football career, first and foremost, but certainly you've put in a lot of, which people maybe don't know, the amount of work you've put in back doors at Peterhead, coaching the boys every Tuesday, Thursday.
Puts a lot of hard work on your back doors, for sure.
Oh, aye, definitely. There's different back doors, Paul.
But you do, mate, you do. Listen, I'd love to be popping you the new, but you do.
Thank you, right.
And I'd love to, I would also love to say that I would love to be able to be in that position as well, but your what? Knowledge of the local, the level you're going at and the players that you're trying to get, that's incredible, because we can all coach and we can all talk to people, but see if you don't have the knowledge of what you're needing and where do you get them from, that's massive. Right.
Shall we prem for you, big man?
Nah, English prem, English prem, big
that's
player.
He's
just flung in a wee game.
Well, I mean, man, all the best for your wee long weekend.
Like, it's good that you know I'm looking forward to coming along and seeing how they go and how they progress, come and watch training, pick up some ideas. And I'm just thinking there's some big plans for Broomhill.
If you're Russell Anderson to the fourth biggest football club in Scotland,
Is that a hard watch for you back
I tell you right now, that was one of the hardest watches of all time. That,
that was when you started scudding Keevens, weren't you?
Aye.
During that interview.
Send me down the wrong path. You're going to sign Big Russell. Big Russell.
No, I'm going to sign Keevens.
Aye.
Up front. Up front. Can he still run the channels, isn't he?
Mate,
you Jack Terry,
you're busy in the pockets, mate. You want him in the pockets, I know.
He's busy in your pockets, isn't he?
But Simon, the biggest cup in the whole world, you take it from here, Andy Halliday,
no,
Grosvenor Sport.
I go on Andy Halliday.
Sign up offer from Grosvenor Sport is bet £5 and get £25 in free bets on any sport. If you bet, for strap on, £5.
Who did it yesterday again?
No.
Amazing.
He's relentless for strap on, isn't he? Once he gets on, he doesn't stop, does he?
No,
so sign up at gsport.com/opengoal.
Superb.
So where was Steve Leclerc?
Second,
runner up. I think he was on top of Verstappen at one side, isn't he?
He's always behind him.
My head was third again.
He might never want to go first, but
my head was
he's stunned. Always wanting Verstappen behind him, isn't he?
Made
him stunned. Kevin, YouTube,
aye, as always, guys, remember to subscribe, hit that like button and subscribe button, Open Goal YouTube channel.
Right, before we go, we're going to get into the football bit, holidays, because the season's nearly done. He's all going away.
I have no booked yet, but I was looking at Italy.
Oh, a beautiful Lake Garda.
Well,
I was looking at Barry.
He could give you a few words for you, accents.
I've never heard it, Tom.
No, I picked up Italian this morning with Fabio.
Did you take it enough him, accent-wise?
No, he thought my Italian was good.
What did
you? Aye, he did. So, no, I would like to go on holiday, but Open Goal's not paying enough for now, so just
it's always a dig in there, isn't there?
No, not at all. No, I'm just thinking, Simon, passports are out of date. Passports are run out.
How's it?
Aye, passports are fucking busted. How's
that?
Just been on holiday for 4 or 5 years.
How about you? You going anywhere?
I just said, Paul.
What about you, Paul? You must be going somewhere nice.
Him and Tom Boyd are going to Cyprus all in, aren't you?
Aye, just a week to get me.
Factor 69 to play.
So you've got a few standards.
Lenny's taking it.
I'm going away, mate. We're going to Barcelona.
Oh, are you?
And
Barcelona, my favourite city.
And Tenerife, innit?
Tenerife, mate.
Where else? Somewhere else.
That's a stag do.
You've definitely been a 6 minute holiday in the last few days.
Not at all.
You have.
Went there for Lynn's 30th.
Oh, by the way, Tottenham. Climbing a mountain yesterday with my boys and his football team. Who was at the top of the mountain? And Kyle looking tremendous.
Wow. I've seen people shoot that. They've seen me.
She climbs a mountain every weekend.
She had a couple of mountains sitting in her t-shirt.
Aye, she's looking like she did. Aye, Twin Peaks.
Aye, mate, we pals were on it as well.
Oh, Julian,
what position did they play?
Centre forward. But it was great to see her.
Aye, she was, aye, she was great to see
but
you.
A wee hug. I was just going to say, all right, but the hug and a wee kiss.
I know, she says it sounds.
Did that lift up?
He's so flirty. He's so flirty.
Did she say that?
Aye, she says he's so flirty.
Love that.
See, what takes you to Italy then?
What takes you out there, me man?
Keeping's gonna have you, know?
No, he doesn't like
it. On the wee boat, what's that wee place for the boat?
Doesn't like pasta. Mind is bean juicing.
It's not bean.
Why did you go somewhere I've not been before? So, a couple of places in Italy. Rome, Florence.
Oh, Rome is beautiful.
Nice.
Heard Florence is definitely
better. That's not good, Florence.
I feel as if we've ruined whatever this holiday joke you were setting up.
No, it wasn't that. It was the 69 one. 69.
I will be getting it.
Oh, right, sorry.
But I was thinking, like, other managers... Players, where would they go? Martindale, Newcastle for 2 weeks.
Aye.
GMS and his pals, Motors.
Big Malky McKay, Benidorm. Definitely, Benidorm. Get a tribute axe in. Not a problem.
But McKay Stevens and his pals are one of them that take like 100 Johnnies away with them and not one Johnny that he's used on it.
Get the 100 man.
Just for a lot of one fight,
come back with 101. Imagine David Martindale 2 weeks in Newcastle.
Oh my god.
Just raving.
Callum Davidson's, he's got like Transylvania or something.
Transylvania.
100%.
Oh my god. Where did the guy Ange back to Australia?
Aye.
You've got to be a bit of a Gio look about you, is that what you're
That's what
about?
I went for, Gio in the semi final, wasn't it?
Aye.
What would you shout? Who would you shout at? Giza B. Let's see if you can rival him.
No, I'm not near that. No. I'm too sophisticated. I'm a businessman out there, so don't want to fuck about with the nonsense.
So, wait, businessman, not entrepreneur, businessman?
Either or. I don't want to fuck about with the nonsense anymore when you're doing it, so you just keep the nonsense up, I'll keep the money rolling.
Amazing. Right, one of the most historic weeks in Rangers history.
Definitely.
Can they do it? Aye. Are they favourites? Yes or no?
They're no favourites on paper, but for me, I think...
Why are they no favourites?
I think Eintracht Frankfurt are favourites, but I would say that they're the favourites on me.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, between us, are they favourites?
I think they win it.
I think they win it as well.
And deservedly so, because I think last week we all had our predictions for how Leipzig would come, and Leipzig, they were all right, but Rangers were far better. I think the clue was in the first leg. I think Rangers sat back cautiously, rightly so, but the one or two opportunities they had of going forward, they caused Leipzig problems, especially Kent on the left cutting inside, and then obviously during the week there, Kent was pivotal in two of the goals, the shot for Tavernier's goal and the dink to the far post for, which eventually fell to Lundstrom, but Rangers just look so hard to beat. Mm.
The atmosphere so well organised.
Do you think the atmosphere plays that big a part?
Aye, it has to.
Even against players at that level, Dan.
Because when you look at the group stage games, every game at Ibrox, Rangers have scored within the first
early
game.
Doors. That's early doors. Done well, isn't it?
And then the fans have got on top of that, and then the players have fed off the fans, and it's just been a continuous. And see when... I think when they played the 1-2 into the middle layoff and he was through and Griggs made that unbelievable save, Rangers looked dead on their feet there and I'm like, oh God, they're tiring, they're really tiring. And then they scored. And I was like, oh no. But then just for somewhere, they've got that bit of wizardry for Kent, dinked it over and the cross is that good. The defender can't even put the ball anywhere else in big luncheons, but in and then the place is just erupted.
What I like about Van Bronckhorst this year though is he's changed it so many times. Eh?
During the game as well.
I think him as a manager's changed since that game at Parkhead.
Yeah,
I
did.
Definitely. I think he's obviously learnt stuff for that game. You even think for the 3-0 for him since that game, I know been a mixed bag of results, a win, a draw and a defeat, but their approach to the game is so different to that one at Parkhead.
Yeah.
And then in Europe, I don't know, man. You look at that starting 11, it was 12 million, and you're looking at Leipzig's and Dortmund's and...
Mm-hmm. But we've said
it so many times, like me and you especially have said it so many times, is like the best teams and the teams that do well are the ones that are better out of possession. And I think every team Rangers have played, even Dortmund, Leipzig, Rangers have been better out of possession. Yeah. Dortmund meant to dominate spells of the game. I agree with you. I thought when Leipzig made it 2-1, I thought
Rangers are out.
Yeah, yeah. Because they did for a 5-10 minute period, they looked dead on their feet. But then how they found it within themselves.
We're lucky, lads. Before he goes to jail, we've got a German correspondent Boris Becker. So can you tell us a wee bit about Frankfurt, please, Boris?
Well, funny as that they've lost their last. Oh, no, sorry.
So are they serving volley or are they playing for the back?
I'm getting sick, you know, I'm really. See the last 9 games, Frankfurt haven't won in the league. But what I'm going to say about that is be careful with that though, because in the same time, they've knocked out Barca, beat Barca away. They've knocked out Betis, who had a good side, obviously.
But is that such a big feat though? Like, I know everyone beats Barca now, didn't they? I'm thinking some of the Spanish teams that beat Barca this year.
You're still who's expecting the Champions Barca to beat Frankfurt.
Who's in the Champions League final? Real Madrid. What was the score with Barca? Barca
one-off game. Barca could go for great to shite in any given game.
It's a great result, not Barca, as I'm saying. Yeah. So what I think is they've maybe not took the league in series, so maybe don't look at the league position. They'll be a good side, but I've said every round, the two German teams, I said they're going to win, few Rangers, but I think Rangers are going to do it.
You're only saying that though, so it goes the opposite way.
100%.
So give us a bit of how do they play Frankfurt, do we know?
Better than the counter attack again.
Right.
Leipzig, we fought that as well. You were spot on. I got that one wrong when they went to Ibrox. You said the crowd would be too much for them.
I get it right every week, but I don't need to.
So did they sit in? Did they sit in and hit on the counter?
Well, V Barca, they did. Barca, on the ball, and they just kept breaking through. Then V West Ham at the. What's that stadium called? The Olympic Stadium. Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
They've done the exact same at West Ham. But I don't know if. I don't think Rangers are going to be open though.
No, Rangers will go for the start. Look how well that's worked when they've got that early goal.
But Rangers will come out and go for it, but they don't leave themselves open behind Rangers. Yeah. They're good at getting back into their shape. So I don't know how they'll approach it.
Defensively, even going for it, I think Rangers defensively are very, very secure that they shouldn't really need to worry about too much coming back at them on the counter-attack.
I think when you've got Jack and Lundstrom on the pitch, Kev, you can get your 2-foot back because they cover the ground so quickly.
And I also look at, I keep champion him. Like, see Big Bassey, I don't know if he is quick.
He's quick, mate.
Aye, so for me, like, sometimes Goldson's great with keeping the ball to date and keep the organisation right, but sometimes when he gets out of position, Bassey's always there covering, and I think that's important. And I don't know, I just see, for me, I would love, what's annoyed me about the final is the fact that it's in Seville and it's 40,000 people.
It's a disgrace.
I genuinely believe that the UEFA need to look at it and say, right, Champions League should always be a certain minimum level of stadium.
Minimum.
And then the Europa League should be two choices. So in the same country, so it gives you the countries benefiting from it, a 40,000 and an 80,000, and if two low league teams get there to the final, put them in that shitty stadium. But the likes of Rangers and Frankfurt are going.
You're right.
You're needing, like, Eintracht Frankfurt.
That should be the Bernabeu.
I'm sure they were winning European Cups back in the early years of football. Well, Eintracht Frankfurt are huge.
Yeah, they took 35,000 to Barcelona, didn't they?
So, I don't know how many Rangers are going to take.
9,500 tickets.
Aye, 9,500.
And they wonder why, right? When hundreds of thousands, when Celtic were in Sevilla, Rangers and Manchester, why hundreds of thousands of people go to the city? There's so many people in the seats. Guy get tickets, you only get 9,500 tickets.
9,500 tickets.
You should have a minimum, an absolute minimum, like a 50,000-60,000 stadium for a European final.
The amount of stadia that's in the world now, in Europe especially, in over 80,000, there should be minimum 80,000.
9,500,
that is. And I know, like, sponsors have to, but how many fucking sponsors are there?
Grosvenor. They take full 40,000,
didn't they? I'm all for it. When we play, you got fucking two tickets a game. So how is it that somebody, because they sponsor the Champions League, are getting fucking 20,000 tickets? Come on.
Football's for the fans.
Football's for the fans.
Don't know if you've ever heard this quote. I came up with this. Football is nothing without fans.
Well, brilliant. Aye. But see, the thing is, Si, you're saying about only 9,500 tickets, what you'll end up finding is, see, the guys that get tickets is one with money. It's not the guys that go to every game and every round. And
so you'll be there then?
but that's the way it works, unfortunately. So
I know, because true story, back when Rangers got to Manchester, when was that, 2008? My pal phoned me up and says, Kev, you get me two tickets. You know anybody two tickets for the UEFA Cup final? I says, oh, I'll ask a friend. So at the time I was playing with Sunderland, texted my agent. I says, you know anybody? He texted Martin Bain, got two tickets. And I says, I've got you them two tickets. He says, how much other? I says, oh, they just say 28 quid face value. So I gave him two tickets for 28 quid face value. And looking back now, that doesn't happen. But I didn't deserve to ask for them because somebody's been to the games every week. But that's what's going to happen over in Seville. Somebody's going to turn up. That's no been to a Rangers game the whole life, but they've managed to pay 10, 15, 20 grand for a ticket and off they go. And I just think it's totally shit. But the support that Rangers will take there.
I think Rangers will end up getting more than their allocation to
London.
I could imagine a big.
I think the fans in the stadium need to
they'll end up just taking tickets off of Frankfurt fans, don't they? Rangers, that's stupid.
They'll have a big following as well.
Oh, they've got a massive following.
How do you know that, Boris?
Been in a few times.
You don't see him doing it at London when they played West Ham? You don't see him doing it at London when they played West Ham?
No.
And the police had to escort them through the park.
They did, right? They're one of them.
Aye, proper.
Right, what is it about this team that saw them do so well? Because I heard Tomo speaking and he was saying about his Rangers team that got to that final, very defensive, kind of played for set pieces, 1-0 victories. But this Rangers team have done both, haven't they? Away from home, they've kind of done that a bit at home. They've played on the front foot.
I couldn't even give you an answer, mate, because I'm not going to hide behind what I said a couple of weeks ago. I didn't think they would go through against Dortmund. I thought Leipzig was going to be a step too far. And I think, they've done it with a striker, mate. They don't get a striker. And Joe Aribo's playing as a false nine. Scott Wright's not really played a lot of football this year. Sakala's sort of been in it. But just unbelievable the fact that they've managed to do it. Mm.
See when there's an opportunity for Rangers.
You can't help keep talking.
It's a big difference. See what the big difference is. See when Rangers attack, you've got fullbacks coming up. James Tavernier.
And that Manchester team with Christian Daly.
Mate, fucking scoring goals for fun. What other teams he got?
He's a top scorer, isn't he?
Top scorer in Europa League.
Madness.
I don't know how they've got there, but they've deserved to get there. They've played well. I think in games like the Dortmund, when they went 2-1 down, and even in the Leipzig game when they went to 2-1, there was an opportunity there for the Dortmund or Leipzig to kick on. The Rangers crowd, he got behind him, and Rangers have found something else. So that credit goes.
Who put 10 pence in him before he came?
I just like
you're on it, mate.
I've sat on that taxi this morning for fucking 8 hours.
Your bum's been speaking all day.
Nobody's speaking to me, so I'm just getting out. So, Paul, you were saying.
I do feel though when you say as much as you do it, we need a bit more though. Coming to something.
what, just about what I'm about to do here.
Wait, because he texts me saying there's going to be a stage in the podcast that I'm going to stop Kev and I'm going to give you the best insight you've ever heard.
Are you right?
Yes.
Right. It's a great achievement to get in a European final any time. When Walter Smith done it, it was unbelievable. But in that run, they scored 5 goals after the group stages.
Every game was 0-0.
Right. So the difference is with this team, they've scored 16 goals after the group stages. Do you know what I mean, Si? So from after the... Yeah, there's my numbers there. So from Walter Smith's team after the groups, from the round of 32 up to the final, they scored 5 goals. This team, before the final now, have scored 16. That's unbelievable.
And so what's the point?
They're good at to win games. And every single round, they've deserved to go. And I think they're going to do the same in the final.
Most passes in the Europa League this season.
Yeah, have they?
Most tackles, most balls recovered, most goals.
Wow.
Obviously, they've probably played more games because they've got to final in some of the teams, but Lyon, Frankfurt, like these teams still played a lot of games.
Another thing though, but Van Bronckhorst deserves a massive amount of credit. But these players were doing well in Europe under Gerrard as well. So does Europe suit these players more than maybe the SPL?
Well, I think was it Ryan Kent or James Tavernier that got asked about that? And they say, like, when they went through a sort of sticky spell against domestically, and he says, well, teams are coming out to try and beat us.
Yeah.
So obviously Rangers, I've said that numerous times with Ryan Kent. If Ryan Kent gets one-on-one against anyone, he's going to be hard to defend against. But domestically, people are saying, how can he be that good in Europe? But then in domestically, he's going to be a bit quiet. But domestically, he's playing... But you know what I say, you're just doubling up on him. Yeah, so he's hard to play against, but... In Europe, he can tip teams on the counter-attack, he's in transition, he gets 1v1s. So it's completely different, but at the same time, they're playing guys and teams with top miles more budgets, top players, top-level players. But the fact of the matter is, some of the players, you'll get Tav has performed, I'll get stick for this and I do not care. Tav has performed at a world-class level.
Wow, we've got a headline, love it.
World-class.
That's an extra 5,000 views on that.
Well done, Andy. He's performed to the highest level.
He's right, because if you ask somebody, say a top manager comes, he's right, I'm after a right-back that scores goals, 15, 16 goals a season. What's he got to pay for somebody like that that does that?
Mate, he scored every knockout round.
He fits that vibe.
Every knockout round, you scored the first goal at home at Ibrox. You're right back, your captain. You're wanting somebody to take the bill by the horns, drive the team forward. He scored first in every home game.
Mate, the amount of times he's in at that back post,
unbelievable. And see always the debate, which sometimes fair enough, with Tav is, Abbott, he's not as good defensively. Show me one clip where he's been done defensively in Europe. Show me one. There's not been one.
Why did Van Bronckhorst not do that with him at the start? Because when he came in, he was very much stay back the pitch, get the ball to the wide player, leave him one on.
Leave the 1v1 and play with a wingers wide.
I just remember he was in the stand and watched it and we were getting beat 3-0 after 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's seen it and thought, we need to set up to get them.
How will Steven Gerrard feel watching this? Sick. Do you think he will be sick?
Sick. But he's sitting in a no man's position.
You have to be a wee bit.
Yeah.
He's not played a meaningful game as a manager.
Premier League's great, mate, but it doesn't compare to
Aston Villa. They've not had a big game since he's been there.
No.
They couldn't get relegated, they couldn't get Europe, they're just sitting in that middle bit. To be fair, he is the type of person that loves the big games. And
do you think he would have done the same for you there?
It's hard to say. I don't know. What do you
think? But what I will say is, like, Van Bronckhorst has made a couple of tactical decisions in games that have change the
Gerrard was always very much 4-3-3, never really went away from it, whereas Van Bronckhorst has came up with a different
Dortmund when he went 3.
But I think you've got to give Van Bronckhorst the credit, because they've not had the strikers, so he's had to adapt the team around no having strikers.
You're right,
and he's managed to find a way that he's getting, like, you're talking about Tav scoring so many goals at the back post, he's getting that many goals because the defenders surely aren't expecting him to be there. Do you know what I mean? But and then the likes of big John Lundstrom, another my Rangers.
That's some shite. Yeah.
Rangers.
No, I never said he never surrender it. I never once said
some shite.
Was he when he first signed? I said, what a signing. Have you rewinded it? I said one game, everyone thought he played well.
I've never said what.
It's never been Lundstrom shite.
He's on fire though, mate.
How's he turned it around to? Because he was shite at the start of the season.
He wasn't great. He was in the team, but mate, he's been unbelievable the last 2 or 3 months.
The same Rangers fans singing his name, that song, fucking with the same guys that might have been at the beginning of the season.
He's
turned it around.
It's a great song, by the way, isn't it? Quite catchy.
Yeah, it is. It's a catchy wee tune.
Here's the words, Paul.
Did you go to the final 2008 at Manchester?
Yep.
Did you?
Missed my maths exam to go.
Brilliant. That explains a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it unreal?
Aye, it was good.
Talk us through the whole thing. So you got what time did you get up at in your house in Govan?
Fuck, I can't remember that. But we got like a wee minibus, like a wee, not a camper van, but you know what I mean?
Right.
And there was like 80s or something went up, got there at about 2 o'clock, and it was literally like, it was as if you were in the city centre. Obviously there was so many Rangers fans there. And then I went to the game, so I met my dad. I drove up with my mum and that, but me, Robbie and my dad went to the game. Robbie and my dad sat together in the main stand. I sat behind the goal, like next to the Zenit fans. But then after the game, we went to obviously meet my mum and that to drive home. Fucking garnish, man, the streets. Oh, obviously, yeah, remember all the trouble and all that. And it was like, what the fuck's happened here?
How were you on your own? Why were you on your own?
Couldn't get free tickets together. So obviously my wee bra being younger, he sat with my dad and I sat myself.
He was too scared of something.
Robbie was on his dad's knee and Andy was on Hughes.
Robbie would have been 12.
Oh, we'd get it. That's fair enough.
We couldn't, but my man, I couldn't afford Seville.
Nah.
See, before school, they brought us in and said, we're going to book it. So we were in school, excited, me and my brother and sister, we got home, they sat us down and said, can't do it, boys.
Was it tears?
We were in floods of tears, horrible.
Went to Seville.
Did he?
Aye, I got tickets. Would Stan Varga be playing with Celtic at that time?
Varga would have been there.
He got me two tickets. My brother went to Seville and said it was unbelievable.
You would say to all Rangers fans, make sure you get there.
Aye, if you can go.
Have you had requests for tickets? Somebody text me saying, can you get me two tickets?
I need two.
I've had so many.
Aye.
What the fuck? Of course I get any.
My brother-in-law's just booked up to go. He's not even told his wife yet. It's a fucking mess.
You've just fucking told it now, haven't you?
I goes out the morning. I hope he's told.
Oh, is that the Mike's a cracker as well?
Aye.
So what date is he away?
He's going to fly to.
Might not appear on his.
Aye, no, he's
up,
going. He's going to fly.
Away there.
What's going on? What you going to do? Get a bus to
watch
you.
Seville was 2003, wasn't it?
2003. Aye.
Happened. So that's in
19 years.
Three Scottish teams in a European final.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Every time he goes to speak, not at all. Weird. I was just going to say, in the line of achievements, where would you rank this up? If Rangers go all the way and do this, where would you rank this up in the line of achievements?
For Rangers, best ever.
Would you?
Aye.
Better than the cup winners? Better than
1972, mate. All the teams were the same. Like there was, well, not the same, but the difference in budgets between your Barcelona, so we're in Europa League, the Rangers is fucking massive. Mm-hmm. But the difference between Barcelona and Rangers back then was nowhere near.
Back in the day, there was no group stage or anything.
There was about 10 teams that played in the competition.
You go, whereas this and the modern era and the budgets that Rangers and Celtic were working with at this minute in time, what do you get for winning the Premier League? £1 million or something?
Aye. And then you get about, what is it, 100 million if you get relegated for the Premier League?
Aye. And then to lose your first two games in the Europa League group stages, and then to win the rest, to qualify, and then to beat Dortmund, Leipzig, I think it's, if they went to go on to win, it'll be their greatest.
Hey ho, there was a Pete on here that said they'd rather win the league 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Hey ho.
To be honest, I said that because I thought there was no chance of winning Europa League, so.
They must be getting some bonuses, right? The Rangers boys.
Oh!
Because that's going to be Champions League as well.
Aye, so that'd be Rangers and Celtic in the group stages of Champions League.
And Super Cup.
Do you remember the first team, right, Celtic?
Aye.
They always had a meeting about the bonuses, and we were reserved, so we obviously weren't involved. But see, when you come out, like, see if we cad was in it or something, like, what are you getting? See, when they tell you, but no way, man.
What kind of bonuses was it?
I can't remember. Exact amount, but 100 grand, and you're like, no way.
95 grand you would get to get in the Champions League.
Cads would have been just on the bench for the qualifiers or something.
So we shared with him, wouldn't it?
He just spent it on sweeties.
But you think about the jam, wouldn't it? You
think I'm fucking hummers of bread and jam? I've been invited to the playoffs, Swindon semi-final, so me and Cads are going down.
Have you?
How old is he?
How old's Cads?
Aye.
30, same age as me, 34.
When's that?
He's wrapped it, so now he's chucked it.
Oh, right.
So me and him are going down. Broomhill, I try again, maybe he's not interested.
No. When's that?
Sunday, going down Saturday night, put us up hotel, game Sunday.
Brilliant. I seen that, was it DeCanio back at Swindon last week?
Nah, he made a video for us. I put it on Twitter about 10
hours. Oh, did he? Why did you think that?
Because he was... He's called as a fat little piggy, innit?
Oh, is he?
Saying I was fucking hopeless.
Aye. He loves you.
He's messaged a few times since I drew that.
Tommy Miller, what a guy he is.
Tommy's a hero, mate.
He's a great
one of the best.
Aye. So, really got a date, lads?
But just before that, the final takes place 3 days before the
Scottish
Cup. We could be sitting here with a Scottish Cup, man.
Wow, man.
You've won the Scottish Cup.
Would you come back on?
Oh, see, if you win the Scottish Cup, do you ever come back? Let you come on here and piss over the three of us?
Aye. Aye. Deal.
Pick me up like a cup and then piss over me.
Okay, well, benefits Hearts.
How would that work?
Fuck knows.
So you just piss over your...
So you go, it goes, oh. Ah. I mean, just piss. You deserve... Listen, you've got to accept that a Scottish Cup winner on here. But I don't know, that's what I was saying to you, Andy, earlier. See, regardless of Rangers win or lose, see if they win, surely they're going to get on it.
Aye.
If they win a Europa League.
Aye,
they will. Maybe so.
Maybe a couple of beers, isn't it?
Aye, they wouldn't get on it.
Players are not the same as what they were, mate.
If they win it on the Wednesday, and they win the flipping cup on the Saturday, that's some fucking weekend benders, it no, by the way.
Are you nervous for it, Andy?
Jambos are a good side, mate.
You nervous for it?
No,
do you think that does help you? But it could go both ways. If they go and win it, mate.
Could go both ways. Mate, before that, the semi, before Celtic, you're like, they went extra time and they'd obviously found it within them. It just depends. If you say they go to extra time, Europa League final and lose, you might think, right. Oh, there might be a wee bit of deflation in it. But even if they go to extra time and win, I mean, they're on that much of a high. It's going to be a hard game regardless of how the final goes anyway. But we're confident as well. We've showed this season we're a good team, so
I think it'll be a good. I think the final will be a very, very good game between Hearts and Rangers.
You're going, aren't you?
So they are.
What is bigger though, winning the UEFA Cup or winning the Yo-Yo Test at Hearts?
I was Yo-Yo Test. Arts,
yeah, right. I get me a pleasure at winning.
Depends who you're chasing. Depends who's
chasing. But Jigs are chasing. Right, finally, will Rangers win it? Yes or no?
Yes.
Andy Halliday first.
I'm saying no because I've said they wouldn't win against Leipzig and Dortmund, and they went first. So I'll say no.
Paul,
I'm going to say they'll win it easily.
I've got a lot of things wrong as well, so is it worth saying no and then they do win it?
Did Kevin, I'm going to say
I genuinely think they'll win it. I think the impetus is there for them to go and see the hurdle.
Don't know if it works, but
I think he's. I think they've just got that bit between their teeth.
I think they'll win it.
Yeah, French baguette they've got, haven't
they? Absolutely. It's the pastrami. It's a pastrami stuck.
I want to say a big well done to Danville. You know, they won the league.
Aye, well
the
done.
Weekend.
You have to have some players in there, I've seen.
Are they, who do they play in the playoff? Is it from the South?
I think it's Pennycook. Is it Pennycook?
Does that put them into Lowland?
Puts them into Lowland and Moss. You know, their owner sends 50,000 pies to two teams every week. It's the only two pies. Two teams in Britain send 50,000 pies don't it, every week. One Tottenham. And two, can do it.
Didn't see that one.
No, but he does. 50,000 pies at a time, isn't it?
Some going.
Think of the dough he's making, mate. Brilliant. Right, Jimmy Bell.
You would need a lot of dough for 50,000 pies, to be honest.
I don't think dough goes into pies and made of dough, is it?
Pastry.
Never been dough.
Yeah.
Right, what are we talking now?
The passing of Jimmy Bell.
Ah.
So both of you would have worked on him, obviously, Kev.
He
tortured you, didn't he?
I tortured him.
Fucking hell. What was he? He was all over you when it was signed.
When I come in, he fucking says, fucking hell, what are we saying now? He says, I'm used to.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They're printing fucking numbers and names for fucking big hitters and we fucking brought you in. I was like, well, Jimmy, we're in the third division. It is what it is. Uh-huh. And then... He was quite he kept himself to himself. He didn't really get much out of him. But then every now and then you would get a wee chat with him in his wee room and he would tell you some memories and stuff and it was fascinating. But the one that got me, I've said it before on the show, was the jelly babies. Fucking take all the green jelly babies at the fucking jelly babies when they like the green ones. And then the short treatment tortured me. He said to me, because of where they were and kit supplies were struggling, that he couldn't get me a pair of XL shorts or an XL top. So I had to wear large shorts and a large top. So I says, right, Jimmy, that's fine. I says, I could even go and try and buy a pair of white ones. You could print a badge on for me. No, we couldn't do that. So I was a wee bit heavy, right? And McCoy's obviously did say to me, I needed to lose a stone or two. So I got off the weight and then one night we turned up and I fucking put on this Rangers top. It was a man just no sponsor, fuck it, it was just a badge. And I swear to God, like I was asking the boys to put it down, it was like Under Armour. And I was like, Jimmy, this fucking doesn't fit me. And he's like, well, it's the only one I've got. I was like, fuck. So I've come on as a sub, and I swear to God, man, it was fucking
nuts. Was the belly hanging at the bottom?
No, I didn't hear belly. It was just, I was big boned.
Right.
So it didn't, it wasn't the most flattering. And see at the end of the game, a wee bit of sweat on it. See, try to get the fucking thing. After better, I've just
cut it.
Just cut it off. And, but no, he was a really, like, a lot of history in his head with Rangers and stuff. And he's just a proper kit man, knew his shit. And he was hard on some boys, to be fair, but that's due to
setting the standards.
Set the standards. This was Rangers Football Club. You're here to do a job for everybody. But no, you think of some of the players that come in that dressing room, and then fucking me, Dean Shields, Ian Black, fucking Timps and that are rocking up. Obviously, it's changed times, so. But it was. We were there to start the journey to fucking the Europa League, so. The boys can finish it.
Oh, you're putting yourself in that, right? Okay.
Paul obviously started 9 0, didn't he?
Yeah, he started there.
So,
right.
I'm starting there.
Anfer Park pitch. What about you and you and him are tight, weren't you?
I loved him, man. Shed a wee tear, to be honest, when I found out the news, because it was just so out of the blue. Nobody knew he was ill, and just got a phone call at 7 in the morning to say he'd passed. So, aye, horrible. To think he was nearly 40 years at a football club, mate. Oh, yeah. So it's like.
He's a bus driver first,
wasn't he? Aye, he was a bus driver before he was kit man. So you're looking at the past 4 decades, and everyone that's walked through the door, he's always been the kit man. When you go to train every single day, he's the first person you see.
Yeah.
I mean, you leave, he's obviously the last one to leave. So it was. You know what it's like, football players, like, if you're training at 10 o'clock, you need to be in for 9, you go breakfast and that. In that hour, some boys might sit in the physio room, some boys might sit in the canteen, some boys might play heady tennis or something. I was sitting in Jimmy's office every day.
Would you?
Before 10, I was sitting in his office every single day. After 10, every single day, me, Jimmy and Disco got up, have a coffee and just slaughter each other. David Lavery and the masseuse.
Right.
Who's, obviously, was like Jimmy's best pal as well. So he's just an absolute... He's right, he had a hard exterior, mate, and it'd be hard on boys, but he was a standard setter, but inside, mate, heart of gold. Mm. Honestly, he would do it for the players. He would, listen, like you said, he would give you a stick. If you asked for a pair of gloves, I think Brian Loudrup wore gloves.
Mm.
It's like, he would get on you, but he would give you it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He would just honestly, an unbelievable guy.
I asked for trainers one street to do the gym work and stuff, and he says, I've not got fucking trainers. So I said, Jimmy, I can see a fucking box of size 13s up there. And then, like, you're not fucking getting them. But then, see, later on, the trainers would appear at my locker.
And
you're like, he'd that hard exterior, but didn't he want? But no, he was.
You could see how much he meant to.
Yeah.
Amount of messages you've seen for current players, ex players. Obviously, the scenes after the Leipzig game, you could see how much he meant to.
That's what you said. It was pure random Rangers players that, like, maybe only played maybe 3 or 4 times for the club that were putting.
Yeah.
So obviously, they maybe had never had the best of times at the club, but they still remember him quite fondly. Huh? All right.
Horrible.
Right, Dundee. All but done after the weekend result. He's still starving. Still
Charlie crazy. Adam.
He's got that bad Charlie's
just loves assisting, didn't
what
he?
He's desperate for him to go down, isn't he?
I think he's threatened to be naked if they win. I think he's just so terrified of seeing him naked.
He's thought, I'm wanting that job next year. The only way I get him
on. No, he does not. Surely, Adam.
Mate, seriously, though, like, what? That decision just gets me a baffling, doesn't it, with Matt McGee, though?
But you look at it, right, and you had a guy that
said he was David.
He's one of these managers, mate, that just sticks his philosophy, which you've got to respect. He says we're going to lose this game, and he's just sticking to it. He's not wavering.
My players, they just cross it in for our team.
Sorry, Kev, just quickly, because you had a guy in there who, James McPake, who was doing everything he could to try and keep that club up, taking it as serious, probably wasn't sleeping at night, and then you've brought somebody in. If you're going to replace him with somebody who's got a record of keeping teams up, or in recently has done well in football management, but bring a guy who's going to. Said he's going to get naked and no eating, no sleep. I mean, that's not. Imagine you're a fan.
Turn the heating off for a couple of weeks and no eating.
Poor decision.
Fucking hell, man. That is mental.
Imagine your big Jazz is sitting there like, what the fuck, man?
Big Jazz has just turned the heating off and that, I know.
He's got his eating on full blast, eating hunters, isn't he?
That's fucking baffling, isn't it? They've no gave themselves the best opportunity to try and stay in the league, have they?
Nah.
Just a pals.
Why not, mate? You've got fans that are paying good money and you're...
Paul summed it up, it's a pals act. Gordon Strachan can say whatever he wants, but that's what's happened, it's a pals act. He's got his mate in to try and think they could do a job, and in between the two of them, they've probably come up with this idea that it could work, but it hasn't worked.
Said since the start of the season as well, Dundee have got some good players. It's not as if they've got a terrible squad.
It's not as if they were 20, 30 points behind second bottom.
They've got good players
from changing things around. And
he'll need to put himself on a drip, won't he?
Nah, he's not effort.
He's not going to eat, he needs to get a drip in his
net. Uh-huh. Starting to put him on, man, wouldn't he? Make sure he's alright.
I might phone him.
It's not good enough, but it's not good enough. You've just took a job, obviously, now. For the last thing you would ever dream, now that's the Lowland League, right? But the last thing you would ever dream of doing has been bringing your pals in a pals act. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And that's a team in the top league. That's it. That's,
you know what, in the coaching job, man?
No, I'd love to take it. It's a great decision with Stratton. Great decision with Stratton. No, but listen, I don't know. That's, as you said, McPake was, listen, the results weren't great, but I at the time they done it was bizarre. He got two results in the bounce, yeah. And I think he finally found something that to work with, to get your horns into, and they replaced him with somebody who, I don't know, wasn't.
You'd love a club to come out and actually tell you the reasons behind.
The fans deserve it.
Yeah, the fans do deserve it.
Because he's been out of football for a while as well.
Yeah, was it Stockport that was his last job? He was assistant manager.
And even looking at like Mark McGee's history, of like he's managed some good teams and good jobs. What's his history been with keeping teams for relegation? Like,
he done well at Motherwell, didn't he? Initially,
he was in Europe.
And I don't really know, so that's why I'm asking. But it's just nah. But then again, you could have kept Jazza, and Jazza could have ended up in the same position. They could have got relegated. But like you say, Simon, I think there was maybe more. You could get more. Jazza could have got more out of what he was getting from the boys than maybe somebody new coming in.
I've always said that to you, I would never like talk about guys losing their job or whatever. But if they do go down. Is he going to be there next year with some of the stuff he's came out with? And
no.
There'll be about 1,000 people at Dens next year.
It is crazy, some of the stuff he's said in interviews. If you're a player, you're seeing him talk about how he's turned his heating off and he's not eating, he's got to get naked if they get 3 points. I'm going to get naked if we win a game.
See if you're freezing, the last thing you want to do is get naked because that shrivels.
But maybe it's because he's not eating it, he's got a bit trim.
6 pack.
He'll be able to see it.
if Mark McGee doesn't get it next year, who's Jack Ross? A no brainer for me. If Jack Ross would take it, I've done the ad. Give him a job to Jack Ross.
Do you know that? Doing the championship?
I don't think so.
Well, you're not getting Mill Hibs. Oh no, he's been Hibs. So you're not getting the Hibs job. You're not getting the Aberdeen job.
You're not getting the Hibs job.
What other jobs? What other job in that is much bigger than Dundee job?
If you don't start with.
Well, I suppose you look at Del McKenzie dropping the championship with Kelly.
Yeah.
And then he's got them up.
So. Del's got a better record than Jack Ross, and he's took the Kelly job.
Aye. So it might not be a bad shout.
Dundee, I think the budget's decent in that.
What about a Kevin Thompson in there, ex-player?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a better shout.
Definitely.
Aye.
I think whoever takes the job's got a good opportunity to bring them back up.
How long is it going to take to reheat that office, though? If you're a new manager, the manager's been
done. Depends how quick you get them. When you get them in now, the weather being a bit better, you've got a chance. Get them later on in the winter time, you're fucked.
You talk about budgets and that, though, but that championship, man's a funny league, mate. Look how much they've struggled. Dunfermline, mate. Fermline could be a League One club next year.
No, they are.
Nah, they're done, mate.
Is that the second league?
Nah, they're done.
No.
Aye.
And I'll tell you what, Cove will not go down. I promise you that.
Oh, they know?
No. No way.
They play you, didn't they?
So, I mean, it's a funny league, though.
Cove are good.
Because anyone can beat anyone in that league.
Yeah.
Like, even look at Kelly, the amount of games Kelly lost this year, even though they've got promoted. Arbroath went through a period where they were just drawing, they were really winning games, still were right in amongst it into the second last game. So it's a harder league than what people think.
Any other names, Kevin Thompson, that we put in for every single job?
Aye, every job. I wonder why.
He's not got any of them yet, so we're better off not speaking to him.
The return of Paul Hart, Dundee?
You're not leaving Cove.
He enjoys it there, doesn't he? He really loves that setup there.
Uh-huh. Anyone else? Dick Campbell.
Gary Megson. Still looking, isn't he? Still looking for a job.
Need to take that Geely off if he takes it.
Surely if Dundee go down and they keep the majority of our good players, they'll be the favourites to come back up in.
You just never know.
What do you think with budgets and all teams are going to be? Because if you look at Queen's Park, if they win that game against Airdrie,
they'll be another one that I would imagine they would do.
What a
turnaround
for Airdrie!
Oh, Airdrie!
Wow.
See, when it went 3-1, I
said, gone.
Because Airdrie's following they're very hostile. They'll get when they 3-1. I just thought Airdrie will beat Montrose. Airdrie are a good team as well, by the way.
I remember you said a few months ago that Airdrie, you said they were one of the best football teams, didn't you?
Really like Airdrie the way they play.
Who do you think will go up with Reading and Queen's Park?
Queen's Park.
You think Queen's Park will do it?
Do you? They can't be that good. You said they're fucking brilliant.
Queen's Park are not bad. No bad players.
Bob McCune, mate. Love him.
Brilliant.
See if I'm getting that championship right as it stands now. Right, and what Arbroath's done. So say Arbroath, unfortunately, between Arbroath and Inverness, they play St Johnson, and say St Johnson stay in the league. If I'm coming up as a Queen's Park who's got back in, Cove got back in, I'm coming into that league thinking,
of course you are.
I can do something here. Yeah. I could get this team out of the Premier League.
Yeah.
Because I don't, I look at the Championship this year, and although they've got competitive teams, I don't think the standard's been great. Mm. And I'll put Kelly in that bracket because I don't think Kilmarnock's been great. A lot of games they drew, a lot of games they went behind and scraped a draw. Arbroath's one of the teams that can play like that every week, grind out results, hard to beat. That's why they are where they are. If you come out of that league next season with a bit of quality, with the right players, and a wee bit of spending power, there's absolutely no reason why you couldn't get that Premier League.
No, that'll be an open league next year.
Do you know what my worry is though for Arbroath? I think the one team I didn't fancy them against is Inverness.
Right.
I think their record's not, and four weeks ago, they just got battered off Inverness 3-0.
That's a good point.
They've got an unbelievable record against Partick this year.
Yep.
I think Inverness is the one team they don't want to face in the...
He's done well, I've only done.
Life's tough, isn't it? Just think, I've got a 5k today, like a castle thing.
Are you, what time are you
5k takes 25 minutes.
I know, you're right.
Out your day, it's nothing.
Oh, Paul, once you get going, get that fucking first 2 minutes out of the way.
But it's exercise after it, you're doing it.
But what I will say is about 5k.
What do you think after it, Paul? What do you think?
Oh,
There's nothing worse about doing a run though when you're trying to beat a clock. That's when a run's terrible. See if you just went out and done a 5k and you wanted that odd bit of time. I know it's hard to do that, but just mentally, don't even think of your time. Don't look at it. Mm-hmm. Just go and do your 5k, mate. I'm taking it yourself.
I might just do a 5k.
See, 25 minutes. Brutal.
Just take the boys for 5k tonight.
You doing any press up sit ups?
You just pure eye. I know adverts. When adverts coming on TV.
John Collins. You going to do the John Collins?
Sit ups and press ups.
Passing tempo. Celtic. Show why they're champions elect on Saturday.
Aye.
Good point. First 10 minutes, so I was thinking Hearts have. I've got them here high press and then kind of backed off a wee bit.
The fact of the matter is, obviously we've spoken about budgets in Europe and whatnot, when you're playing Celtic and Rangers, if they're on it, it's going to be very hard to get a result. And we started the game well. I thought our game plan worked well.
What a goal by the Sims.
It's a great finish. We're obviously trying to make it a bit more difficult for Celtic to get in their faces. But then, I think the gaffer actually said it in his post-match interview, he felt we scored too early. Because it was almost after we scored... As players were like, right, let's try and sit back, fight for a life and hold on. You can't do that against a team with Celtic's quality.
Because they were relentless after that, weren't they?
And you don't see a lot of what Celtic are good at because they've got so much possession in games. See in transition, mate, they're so quick in transition. Yeah. You look at that first goal, and listen, first goal's a foul, there's no doubt about it, but over the balance of play, Celtic deserve to win the game, there's no doubt. How quick they won transition for that first goal, it was literally tackle, one pass through to Jota runs through and goal, cut back goal.
Yeah.
But you don't really get a chance to see that because, like I said, most games have got so much possession. Teams camped in the edge of their box, they try and probe. But either.
They've been incredible very good. Aren't they, since the start of the season.
Was that 32?
30 games.
I mean. Unbelievable, that, innit? We say this all the time, but when he came in with that squad of players. But I was thinking, where is he going to recruit? Left back, right back? And then
Carter Vickers.
I still think the centre half.
Left.
I'd like to see a more bigger athletic midfield player. Some type of
I think the centre mids were the strongest in it.
I don't mind that shout at all. Because I think for the last sort of month to 6 weeks, McGregor seemed to be doing a hell of a lot in there himself. And I didn't have Tati and O'Reilly or didn't really see a lot of them doing a lot. So they might actually get. But would that mean, would you then put McGregor up?
No, it's McGregor's keep him.
I thought they would need a striker.
I don't know if O'Reilly's a 90-minute man every 38 games a season and Europe.
I
would either keep him or Rodgick and then go and bring a more athletic one that gets the ball back quicker. Has he done that?
I think he's been hot or cold. Thought he started unbelievable. Obviously scored a couple of goals in the derby and then they've sort of chopped and changed that position. But they've got.
There's not really once I've seen a Tati go win the ball.
People
back
forget how good Tumble's done, mate, because he's been injured for so long. Yeah. I know he's not that type of player, but last season he was Celtic's best player.
He was good in Saturday Tumble as well.
Celtic were just on it, mate. Like I thought first 15 minutes we started really well. And then they were just...
Some of the goals really they scored were great. The passing, the moving, how quick they were attacking was really, really good. But I thought that, actually, we were going to say earlier, I thought they would maybe need a striker. But CG Amakas, I think he's going to...
Yeah,
be really
I think
good.
They're fine. I think Mida can play for that. I think that's his best position, Mida, as well.
I think he can do both that big kind of physical presence and that guy that gets you goals because the finishing Saturday was a different class.
Surely it's a no-brainer, Andy, sorry, that they go for the 6 million for both.
I was just about to say that.
So is it 6 million both, both plus 6 million?
There's been a lot of reports about Jota close, isn't there? And I think Champions League's what, guaranteed 30, 40 million?
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer for the two of them. Carter Vickers has probably been Celtic's most underrated player, I'd say, this season. And Jota went through a wee period, almost like February, March, where he was a bit quiet, but the last sort of 3-4 games he's been brilliant again. Was it 14 assists? Something like 26 goal contributions for the season.
That's but I think Ange will be, he'll know though, he is just in a job, but he'll know, Celtic obviously get knocked out of three European tournaments this year, so he'll be wanting to be doing much better in Europe next year.
Yeah.
So he might be thinking, I have done well in the league, but we might be thinking here that he might be thinking that I need, even the positions are strong in the new, he might want to go stronger
I
because of Europe.
I wouldn't be surprised if he signed 6-7 players in the summer.
Because if you want to crack, well, do a good run in Europe, then I think you might need to.
Celtic haven't been good in Europe for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right winning 9 titles and then Old Rangers stopped the 10th one, but they've not been good in Europe at all. And because of what Rangers have done this year, the Celtic fans, without openly admitting it, would think, we would like to go in. Because Celtic used to be that team that would get to maybe like the last 16 of the Champions League. They sometimes would qualify or whatever, keep themselves in the Europa League longer. But these last two, like, to get knocked out of three European competitions this year is a bit...
I'll ask you, because you obviously we spoke about Rangers in Europe. Why do you not think that Celtic's done as well in Europe when they've obviously won?
I think Celtic at the beginning of the season were poor as a team. 100%
this year, especially.
So during that poor period, they lost too many games in Europe, and by the time they got up to momentum, they were out of Europe. I think the Bodo Glimt thing was a mystery because they hadn't played, their season hadn't started, but they were actually a really decent side. And on the two legs, they were just better than Celtic.
I think if Celtic are going to play the way they play in Europe, they need better players to do it.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
So Rangers, I think, do really well because they do change it on based on what the opposition do. Where Ange doesn't, he just sticks to his style.
Yep.
And if you're going to play that style, you're going to come up against good coaches and good teams that press well. If you're going to play like that, I think you need better players that can take the ball under pressure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Paul.
I know, absolutely spot on. But when we interviewed Ange, he said, I could see even in his eyes when he was saying it, one of his main things at Celtic is to do well in Europe. So I think they are going to really recruit better players.
I tell you what, it'll be, if Rangers can do it on Wednesday, what about the spend that's going to be spent in the summertime in Glasgow?
It could be brilliant next year, eh?
The league's going to be unbelievable.
Both.
We could Rangers be slaughtering like fucking Neymar and that next year. Imagine us four clowns slaughtering Neymar in it.
That'd be a real one.
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Texting his sister, that old pattern. Because Ramsey Huss came over, joint appeal, there's more an appeal.
Simon, if you're 33 to 35 years old and you get an opportunity to come to play with Celtic or Rangers in the Champions League next year, do you think you're going to fancy a bit of that?
Because a lot's been made of the Ibrox atmosphere. Players must look at that and think, love a wee bit of that.
I'll tell you right now, love a wee bit of that.
Yes, please. Love a little tiny bit of that. Because there's only a little tiny bit there.
Yeah, you're fucked in it.
Right, boys. What are we on to next? It's got to be.
There it is, there, look.
It's got to be. Thanks, Simon. Bye, Simon. Hey, well done on the gaffer's job, mate. Top spot, must be exciting.
I know, but I also feel like people just think we just bought a club to give me a job.
No.
So what was the interview process like?
I was approached to people behind the scenes asking if I'd fancy doing it.
But it was a decision to be made, because I remember a few weeks ago when it was to be made. See, for the last 10 minutes, I've been talking pure shite for the last 10 minutes.
This is
go ask my question.
Go for it.
It was a big decision because obviously I've took Peter Head for coached him for 18 months now. Kind of got them in a place where I'm fucking really happy with, do you know what I mean? I thought if we could add another couple to it, could maybe hear a go at, I know I called playoffs last year, but really have a good push of going to the playoffs. So, and then the plan was always in place for me to take over for Jim, but just the chance to start something ripping it up from top to bottom, putting my own stamp on it, my own style, every decision up to me, players that come in, the staff that work with, and then the ambition that people behind the scenes have got and what they want to do with. Because I don't want to just be at a team that is happy, even in League One, to finish 8th or 7th. I want to try and win leagues and get up. And I think with the backing that we've got, that we
and the fans as well, mate. Yeah. Like, the support we've had is unreal, isn't it?
Aye. And it's not, to be fair to you, we've obviously seen since it's been obviously in the background, but since it's been announced, how busy you've been trying to improve the squad already going into next year, trying to get stadiums sorted and You're working hard, big man.
Mate, that's what I mean. That's so again with Peterhead. If I was going to do Peterhead for another year, I wanted the full control, which I wouldn't have got. Obviously, Jim wanted to stay on and do it. So I'm enjoying the side of things. Coaching and that's all right, mate. But at the end of the day, when you want to be making decisions, aye, you want to be deciding who comes in, who plays ultimately, yeah, and how you're going to play. So I've got that here, which I'm delighted about.
I heard you in the interview when you done the press conference that you said there was a moment during last season when you kind of, was it Falkirk? Yeah. You kind of had a feeling.
So Jim obviously got his ban and he gave me the, he came to us before the game. Again, got so much time from him and respect from me. I think he could see that I was itching to do the management.
Next step.
And he'd got his ban and he went, "Sai, see if you see anything on the side that you want to change, just do it. I think I feel comfortable with you doing it, pal. I'm going to be miles away, so I'll not really be able to shout down as much." So just the way we played that night, I kind of spoke to the boys. Jim left and I spoke to the boys about what we wanted for them. And just the way we played that night was kind of how we worked on in training. The boys took it on at the pitch. Even the Dundee game as well, mate. Everything that we'd worked on it during the week, the boys went and done it on the pitch. And I just thought, if we can do this one night with people and know even the players that have been brought in are my players that I want to play this system. If I can get my own players in to play that system, coach them two nights a week, I think I can do really
so
well.
So I took the gamble. Obviously, Broomhill were obviously run by other people now, and I've looked at all the comments. I like to read how people see the opportunity. But make no mistake, this isn't a gimmick. This is a proper, serious. No. This is to get Broomhill into the Football League and try and progress everybody's careers one way or another. And for me, like now, reading everything that I read, listening to what you've got to say, seeing what you're doing, it's exciting. Like,
but I think people underestimate us. I think a lot of people think that we all just like a laugh and a joke. But he's the standards he sets. The ambition I see with you, with your coaching thing, and none of you are, every time I talk to you about Kendora or Boca, it's no, I want to be the best, I want to hit Kendora the best.
This is the thing why, not to blow smoke up their trumpets, that's not what I'm doing, but this is why people can relate to open goals, because we're football men, they can have a laugh.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean when the time comes that it's coaching or football or taking control of a club where we're not serious and passionate about football, because that's the reason we do this. Because we love talking about football and we love
ultimately love the seriousness.
It's a win-win for everyone.
It's a win-win because this could be so rewarding for everybody, whether it be Simon as a manager, whether us in the background getting more gigs out of light in terms of the podcast, much more content to talk about. I tell you what, you're in that Lowland League, and whatever people may make of the pyramid system in Scotland, that's how it is. Mm. And there's an opportunity there to get a group of boys together and actually progress into that second division. Once you get that second division,
again, I'm not going to go too much about tactics and stuff like that, but I promise it'll be a team that you'll enjoy watching.
How busy have you been in terms of like recruiting players already? You've obviously got made your first signing, but have you been speaking to a few players?
I was in bed last night, 10:30, mate, phone rang, player.
So phoned the wrong player?
No, a player phoned me at 10:30 last night. So that tells you, mate, never switch off.
Nah,
you kind of switch off.
Can you not?
Nah, constantly. I'm constantly writing players, doing different. If he doesn't come, I might need to get him, so I might need to get somebody differently in that position. Your mind never stops.
We were reading an interview with a manager last week. And
it was sensational, to be fair.
I think it's my favourite interview. I didn't fucking speak for the full 2 hours, but he was sensational. But, Si, with the, I don't think you actually realise the recruitment is, it's almost impossible in Scotland, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough.
Because the budget you've got, and then if you try to get a player for, very cheap, there's clubs here that can offer that wee bit more.
Again, that's what people might think. We're not offering boys loads of money to come and play here. We're wanting people to buy into us and how we're going to do things.
But it's like we spoke about at the start of the show, it's like we love football at all levels. Love grassroots football, junior football, user day youth coaching, amateur football, lowland level. You'd be surprised at how many talented boys are out there that don't get an opportunity. So this is an opportunity for some boys as well that might have lost their way in football, that can get back in lowland level. The ambition is to obviously try to progress even better. If they do well at Broomhill, they might end up getting a move back to full-time, part-time. So
that's what I say to players, mate. I want to make you better players. I'm not just here to win games of football as well. I want you to leave me a better player.
That's
I take a massive
pride
in it.
When you're trying to recruit players, what is it you feel you're offering that maybe just changes their mind towards something else? Is it the vision you see the club going forward, or the vision what you can do with the club going forward, or them as individuals? Because obviously, it's all right to phone a boy that you know you've played with and say, "Oh, how you doing, mate? Do you want to come and sign for my team today?"
Yeah.
All right. Once you got like the has to. What is it?
I try to put it across is I've got a certain way of playing, a certain style, and I only want players that fit that. And you're one of the players that fit that. And in that position, I want to make you a better player.
Good. I'm interested because, as much as me, I don't want them to stay with me for three years. I want them to come and get a move.
The kids' stuff, that's good.
Like the kids' stuff I do. When I get players coming to me and they'll say, Kev, can my boy come to your training? I'll say, come to training, we'll have a look. And I'm not, I don't reject anybody or whatever. But see, they don't fit into the group of boys that I've got. Well, what's the point of me bringing them in if I can't give them the game time ever? So it's similar.
And you feel
it's,
like you kind of progress in
I want to progress people. I want the kids that come in with something where I look at them and think, you know what, I can make you better, son.
Because I've been offered some good players, mate, but
I've
didn't fit how I want to play.
Yeah.
It's not even just that, like, obviously, we're proud of you, that the opportunity you're going to get to be a manager, but it's brilliant for Open Goal as well.
Of course.
New content on the YouTube. They don't,
documentary stuff. The final, I mean, see when you watch like the Sunderland stuff and you watch Spurs doing it, fans love that, didn't they?
And we're going to be monthly. Nah, so we're going to be obviously filming most times. You're talking about potentially where you could play next year, which means that hopefully fans can go.
To be honest, if see if I came out halfway through the season, we're going to turn my heating off and turn into 8.
Nah, I'd say fuck off.
Would you? Would you fuck up?
I'd all do a bit of food. I get you that Geely, because that'll keep you warm. I'm going every Friday. We're in Europe, good so man. Games will be a Sunday, Friday night.
Andre.
I'll be there.
Sorry, man.
That's what I was saying. I said this last week. What changed? Changed us massively was the support we got at the Hydro. No financially, but for that, the amount of 12,000 people in Glasgow to come, yeah. I would love the same on a Friday night for them to come down and support the team.
Well, a big part of it as well is when I first took it, I said I'd love this pitch to play in because of the surroundings, the dressing rooms, the pitch, and it looks like we're close to getting that. So
there'll
be hospitality.
I think that's a good thing, it being a Friday night, because people might go and support their club still on a Saturday at 3 o'clock, a Sunday. So
what else are you doing on a Friday night?
Well, listen, prove us wrong.
Exactly.
Prove us wrong, come.
No.
See the support.
You nervous, mate?
No, nervous. No. Buzzers
kind of
You just want to get your players in, didn't you? See, once you get your players in, it's fine, mate. It's just that.
Are we doing pre-season, Paul?
Anyway, I've just realised. That's why he's backed in the over 35s.
Try to get back in the
front of this.
I genuinely think.
Many people genuinely think. Keith left
wing? I genuinely think if I could get if you could get the 2 stone off me, I could run.
What age are you?
I'm only 40.
Aye, right.
Can I ask something?
Can I rock up the training and I can show you what I could do? I'll come and give me a trial. Can you give me a trial?
I'll come and do pre-season.
See if we can shift some weight and see how it goes.
See the early state. What have you found one of the real, real challenges early on?
Talking to players, mate.
Is that
not in terms of what you say to them? Is the worst thing's when you think you've got somebody, mate, and then they get a phone call and saying,
and you've not.
Has that happened so far?
It's happened. Went to League One. Again, the boy. So the guy, I'll not say his name, I sat and fucking sold him the vision. An hour and a half we sat there, got on, talked about things outside the football, really good chat. And he's like,
he spilled coffee on me.
I should have done that one.
So I gave him a deadline. I said, I need to know by then because I'll need a replacement. So he phoned us up and he says, listen, I really want to come, but I've just got off the phone to a League One club who want to talk to us. And I said, right, okay, I totally understand. So he goes, talks to the club, phones us back, and he's like, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to go there. Chance to play League One, wee bit more money. And I went, listen, pal, completely understand. He's like, you kidding? He says, I've been sitting looking at your fucking number for the last 20 minutes, shite myself on you. But that's what I'm saying, mate. I completely understand. He's got a new kid.
It must be, if
I could get him, man, that's a big part of what I want to do. But then you also need to understand the player circumstances.
The budgets, I don't know what the budgets are, but at that level and what the league, the lower leagues, so the League Two and League One, junior football, the lowland league, there's a similarity everywhere. Like in terms of budgets, it must be difficult to get it right.
There's only so many players, mate. A lot of clubs want the players.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
It's good though, mate. I'm enjoying it. Really enjoying it. It does take over your life, but it's a good taking over your life. Do you know what I mean?
Honestly, mate, I'm genuinely so excited. Honestly, I think it'll be brilliant. Going to watch your games and I think it's massive for everyone. You podcast, you everyone. I think it'll be class.
I just hope down the line that I never need to apply for the job. So. Obviously, keep it going.
Right. So make sure you do well, right?
Aye.
Or else we'll be the ones that are coming for your head.
Aye.
What would you use? Have you got your formation that you would play?
No, I'd need to see my players first, personally.
But I'm saying that you've got a blank canvas.
I don't know if it's just because we've played 3 at the back this year. Like, I do like a 3 at the back. Yeah. But 4-3-3 is. Mm-hmm. I think 4-3-3 is more adaptable. I think you can adapt a 4-3-3. Narrow front three, wingers wide, holding midfield.
I would have wingers. My main focus would be to have wingers that makes defenders defend. It's important.
And what would that be in a 4-4-2?
Either 3-5-2 or potentially a 4-4-1-1.
4-4-1-1, right.
you might get the Stoke job then.
No, you wouldn't take Stoke.
It
wouldn't be long ball stuff. It would just be, I would just have wingers and I'd make people defend.
So a wing, your wing backs would play as wingers in a 3-5-2.
Would you take him if he gets fit?
No, I'm not.
I couldn't play football. I've got the worst hips in football.
Worst what, tits?
No, hips.
We should go watch one of these
little FFIs. That is a must. When are they?
We played on Friday there, but I didn't make it. I couldn't get the wife is out, so I couldn't get a babysitter. But I was.
He's wanting to get back into you.
I'm the coach, yeah, you're not coming back. You're just picking and choosing when you turn up to play.
No, there was loads of us. We're all busy. We're working men. It's over 35, Friday night, 8 o'clock kickoff.
Serious, but football serious.
I'm not serious.
That guy's been planning his team all week, and you phoned him, saying,
"I've planned his team all week. Phones up on a Thursday. Who's available?" McCaff.
Right, lassie, but the hero of open goal.
Can he do it?
No.
Luton.
Players. No. Not the Forest are favourites, aren't they?
They're not going up.
No.
Sorry, I love Cal, but they're not going up.
Do you think so?
No.
Who, Luton?
I don't know.
No chance. Luton or Sheffield?
Not Forest are brilliant.
No.
Not the Forest for me.
Sheffield.
You've got Forest playing well, mate.
No.
So he's Swansea guy,
Gary
Monk, isn't it? Gary Monk.
Is it Cooper? Steve Cooper?
Cooper's there,
He's just got play the year. He just got play the year last night, Cal. How many times is he going to be if he gets back to the Premier League?
Imagine him like Rudiger still, guys like that, do you know what I mean?
You think he needs to do a wee bit more, didn't he, on the ball?
Needs to do a bit more.
I agree.
Well, so if he's watched a battle?
We've been watching every week, would you feel like?
I'm hearing great things. I'm not seeing them very often, but I'm hearing great things about him. He does, yeah, actually. I'll tell you something, mate. Again, our level, nothing compared to that. But Fulham handed their arse to them. About Fulham?
What a team, eh?
Maybe a joke. They'll come straight back there, no?
No, man.
Why is it? Fulham and Norwich just did that every year, didn't they? Fulham and Norwich, man. You come up, you'll go down.
They just want that parachute money for getting relegated, didn't they? And then getting
saving the money.
Have you spoke to Cal?
Oh, just speak to him all the time. I've not spoken to him since he's been put in the year, though, so I want to see his remarks for that. But I mean, I know we've said that a few times, but
we'll get him on
hopefully
summer.
If he's back home in the summer, I can get him on, because he's...
He's flying, mate, isn't he?
And he's Barnett, mate.
I know, he's letting...
He's Barnett, something brilliant, isn't it?
Remember at SWG3, the hat on, no fucking... I've been a hair on him. Need to get his number, Andy, for that job.
Imagine like his interviews after, have you got match of the day and stuff like that? That'd be sensational, isn't it?
He's came out with some of the best all time. Some of his interviews, isn't he?
I know.
What a guy.
By the way, need to give a well done to Forest Green as well. Regan Henry, two Scottish boys, Chris Cadden went down there, done really well. I think
Chris Cadden?
Liam Cadden was in Team of the Year as well.
Brilliant.
Scene.
That is
the most important things we've got.
This has rocked world football.
Oh, this has.
And it's all came from Anderson in Glasgow. Boca have been accused of providing gifts to the league's referees this week. How much has it rocked the Boca community?
Has it been frozen?
The pancake? Is that why you're in that?
What for El Presidente?
See the blue with the ball? Is that why you're asking to bring cash?
You're involved with it. Mate, what about that?
Backhanders.
Paying referees?
Can you tell us what?
Well, what are you doing? I tell you who you must be paying. Fucking Bobby Madden. If that's the decision on Saturday, Hibs have been telling me.
Did they hold that when he kicked?
Oh, my God.
What, Lewis Ferguson got kicked in the head?
Aye, and he gave the free kick to fucking Lewis Ferguson. No, the other way, it should have been like...
He gave it Hibs, but then he gave it back to
Aberdeen. He loves doing that, didn't he? Bobby Madden loves doing the decisions. Give it a team and then take it back.
He forgets he's giving the backhand.
That's his new one, isn't
it?
Why is his whistle pink?
It's so strange. I mean, he blows up his tongue, innit?
First date is the biggest date in the year, innit?
Pink whistle.
You're going to get your heart's Andy to get pill. First day. I can't wait. Are you coming out to no drinking but just to show
Kev,
face?
Tell a story about last night at the hood. When he was beating everyone at the pool, we thought he was drinking vodka coke and he was telling him just order me coke and tell Si his vodka.
Was that in that pub and down? Kev, don't get me a vodka, just get me a coke.
Embarrassing. Things he needs to do to win, eh?
Can I just say one more thing before we go? What a result for Man U.
That's the best of the year.
Oh, mate,
best of the year.
I was very impressed.
Tell us, Ralph, what was it like?
How bad are they, by the way?
I think this is a myth, man. You've got a good squad. See, when you actually go 1-11, Dallow, shite. Lindelof, shite. Who was left
Doug
back? Taylor, shite.
Doug, shite.
McTominay, shite.
Oh! Wow.
Who's the other? Fred, shite.
Jason Lindelof's moaning that he's not getting a send off. Who the fuck wants to send him off? I'd send him off, heads. He's fucking useless. Jesse Lingard.
See, even though obviously Nenny's have any affiliation to Man U, you just get angry watching him, don't you? Getting beat every 4-0 in that.
Do you know what we need again? The Premier League podcast, don't we?
No.
About Steve Bruce's fact
check. I don't.
Me and Ralph, you had a pink jumper on, mate. Is it me or is that why are you in a pink jumper, mate?
Was it?
Ah, you're a pink jumper.
Don't be yourself with stuff like that. Come out and represent yourself properly, you know what I mean?
But you're going anywhere? Great question.
Great question.
What are you wearing, Tracky?
Are
you? Socks rolled up.
That's what you do, isn't it? The socks
are you wearing running trainers?
I don't understand, man. Is it wear boots on the side of the pitch?
I don't like them. I'm not going to go and play.
I know.
Are you tucking your big jumper into your short and your trousers?
Big jacket.
Oh, we've not asked. Are you going to maybe play?
I'm not sure, mate. I don't want to play.
No.
I really don't want to.
But too, it's a hard gig, isn't it?
But still,
see, every time I'm on the pitch, mate, I'm desperate to be on the side. Do you know what I mean?
What about the, if you play assistant, so got it covered?
I think I've got that confirmed. I had to speak to a few people, but
good.
That's going to be announced soon.
Amazing.
Can't wait for that.
Ready to go? Time to get to work.
Let's go. Well, a few teams shit ourselves, that's for sure.
We going for a meeting?
Meeting, let's go.
Let's go.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.